Well, good morning and welcome to the drive. It was pouring rain, excuse me, the last couple days, especially last night. It was just torrential downpours. And so really, I didn't know what to talk about until I got in my car here. And now I do know what to talk about. We talk about storms. Storms, and actually, I'm writing this one book called Why God? Understanding Storms in the Life of a Believer. And I think it's important to talk about storms. And in the life as a believer or Christ follower or Christian, however you want to label it, storms are trials, are difficulties. Whether knowingly going into a storm or coming out of the storm or being completely storm-free. We have different stages, different times where, and different even degrees of difficulties. At least what we see as difficulties, because as believers, we sort of measure everything based upon what we think. As far as this is easy, this is difficult, this is more difficult, this is impossible. And so storms happen in the Christian life. It's just a matter of time. And it's not like we have this pessimistic view like, yeah, I'm always in a storm. Storms all the time, every day. Nor are we like, everything's perfect. It's a clear day. I'm on the sand, at the beach, laying out, you know, surfing, whatever. It's great. It's always perfect. No. But it is somewhere in between. But the true fact is, we go through storms. And whether we're on the sand, being prepared for a storm, or in the middle of the sea, or even on the other side of the water where the storm has ceased, either way, we can actually have a heightened countenance. We can actually even have joy as we go through the most difficult times in our lives. As we go through the most tempestuous storms, we can still have a good attitude. How? By keeping our focus, by reverting our eyes off of the storm onto Jesus. This is the surefire way to stay afloat in this sinking world. And so I think talking about storms is important. You can't just excuse difficulties away or pretend like hardships don't happen, because they do. And so it's really not even about the storm. It's about our Savior and looking to Him through the storm. You see, the thing is, it depends on what our home or what our heart is built upon. If it's built upon the rock, then the storm can maybe knock off some shingles, do some damage to the ridge top, to the soffits. The storms can kind of mess up the house a little bit, right? But the house will stay standing. And not only that, God's in the business of restoration. So it's almost like an adjuster is sent out to fix the problem. Like, the Lord can restore what has been broken. But the point is not even the slight damage that may happen to us through the storm. The point is it's going to be restored and even better than it was before. The point is that we're established upon Christ and our eyes are upon Jesus in the midst of the storm. And so, as God had led me to write that book, Why God? Understanding Storms in the Life of a Believer, I just talk about different degrees of storms. You know, there's excuse me, there's that moment where you're on the sand. You know, you ever go to the beach, it was a clear day, not a cloud in the sky. Birds flying, chirping, the sound of the waves washing into the shore. Man, it is like a picture-perfect epic day. And there's nothing but joy. It's enjoyable. The weather's great. There's no sand getting on the beach towel as you're laying out. It's beautiful. There are those moments. And I think during those moments, we need to praise God. We need to thank God. Be thankful. How God has blessed us. And just really savor and soak in those moments. Then there is times where sort of the wind starts to blow. And it's kind of unpredictable, right? The wind can be a deadly force, or it can be a cool breeze on your face, right? It depends upon the degree of it. But when the wind comes, we just have to be prepared. Because we don't know which way it's going to go. We don't know if it's going to increase or just be nice and pleasant. So even when the winds of life, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We might not know what the next moment holds, but we need to be prepared. Enjoy it. Enjoy the refreshingness of it, but know it could get worse. And know that you got to still, even before the storm starts, even before the signs of the storm start, be prepared. Be prepared. Be steadfast. Stand firm. So there's the wind. And then there's the waters. The waters can get choppy, right? I remember going to San Francisco with my fiance, who's now my wife for 13 years. And we took a trip to San Francisco, wanted to see the Golden Gate Bridge. So there's like a big old boat we could rent for a lot of money. And I didn't have that much money back then. Yeah, I still don't, I'm just saying. There was a choice between a big boat, like a charter or whatever you call it, and then a smaller boat that kind of looked weather-beaten. And so I chose a smaller boat because it was cheaper. And I thought, I should be fine. And looking at the bay, looking at the water, I mean, there was sort of like, you know, white caps. It looked a little choppy, but it looked beautiful from land. But once we got out there, it was choppy. It started to get dangerous. The boat just went up and down and higher and down and until water started to splash on board. And it was cold by that time. And the water started to actually get us, dampen us, me and my wife. And they would go overboard and splash us. And it got to fun, adventurous, to all of a sudden cold and miserable. And so it got to the point where the captain had to turn around. And we never made it to the Golden Gate Bridge underneath it because of the storm. There are storms that are intense that we have to go through in life. And you know, sometimes as we're in the storm, God may even say, you know what, you got to stop right here. Turn back. Get back to the shore. Sometimes God will say, you know what, I'm going to get you through that storm. This is a storm of refinement, or this is a storm where I'm going to teach you some amazing, wonderful lessons. And so I would say go into the storm with an outlook that is optimistic, right? Because God wants to work in the midst of the storm. He wants to even use that tempest, that storm in your life for the good. And that's something I think that we always have a hard time wrapping our minds around. Because instead of viewing it that way, oftentimes we're like, well, wait a second, I've been faithful, I've been serving the Lord. You know, I've been doing all I'm supposed to do in life. Like, what is going on? Like, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. Why is this intense storm raging around me? And we question. But God has a reason and a purpose for the good and amazing and mountaintop experiences in your life, for the times where you're on the sand enjoying the sun, and for the times where you're on the water trying to navigate through the tempest. The point is not that we are navigating through the ocean waters. The point is that God is leading us as He is our navigator as we get through the waters, the storms of life. And saint, just believe me when I say, He will get you through. The storm, it may seem to last forever, but it won't. He will get you through. Don't fret, don't worry, don't be anxious. God is with you and He will get you through. You can count on it. You can count on it. Trust Him, cling to Him, look to Him so you can be like Peter afloat on the water as he was looking to Jesus. Look to Jesus and know God has a plan for every situation in your life. He doesn't waste any moments. He uses them so that He would be glorified. Not so that we would be comforted, but so that others would be converted. So that others would be touched. So God bless you guys. I hope that encouraged someone today. And have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.